Well, it's part of the sabotage done by the authorities, assisted by the Electoral Commission, the police, the intelligence, and every state organ in Tanzania who are trying to salvage CCM, which is beyond salvation anyway. So they did that before in mainland Tanzania when they suspended Tundu Lissu for 7 days. I think after it was successful there, they wanted to do the same for Zanzibar. The reason they gave is that our candidate, Maalim Seif Sharif Hamad, has been mobilizing people to go and vote on the 27th of October, which is the day they've allocated for specific groups of people, which we know actually it is all aimed at rigging this election. And therefore, we've been mobilizing our people to ensure that they go to vote on the 27th and on the 28th. I mean, we don't want to leave it to them to dominate the 2 days. So we said, if people are going to vote on the 27th, it should be for all Zanzibaris. If it is 28th, it should be for Zanzibaris. You cannot segregate people in groups when it comes to voting.
Mr. Seif Sharif Hamad, why did he not honor the invitation from the Elections Commission?
Because he had a rally today. One of the campaign rallies that has been approved by ZEC itself was today, and it was in the northern of Unguja. And we wrote formally because we only got the notice yesterday, which was not a working day anyway, that he should report today. So he said to them, actually, that he can appear tomorrow, which is like a day that he has no rallies.
The Ethics Commission, or the Election Commission, said that he was summoned because he was accused by Chamacha Democracia Makini. What exactly is that?
You know, CCM has never won any election in Zanzibar, and every 5 years they've been coming up with a new ploy to try to ensure that CCM remains in power against popular will. If you all remember, in 2015, they nullified the election when Mr. Hamad had won that election squarely. So this time, what they've come up with is this idea of like having 2 days of voting, one allocated specifically for special security forces, and now they want even to include members of the civil service and CCM members as well, and on 28th for the remaining groups. But we have credible information, actually. What they are planning is to ensure that they stuff the ballot boxes on 27th, and because no polling agents from the political party will be allowed to guard the ballot boxes for the whole night after voting, so that they can use the same to stuff the ballots on the 28th and claim that these are all votes that were casted on 27th.
Mr. Sharif Hamad is now the second opposition candidate to be suspended. What does this mean for your campaign with the election just about 2 weeks from now?
I think it is all aimed at trying to curtail the opposition because the CCM has been failing in their rallies. No people have been turning up. Magufuli on the mainland has been canceling his election rallies and has been like rescheduling because he fears to go and face the people. People are not ready to go and attend their rallies. And the things are even worse in Zanzibar. And therefore, they believe actually the only way to try to curtail the opposition rallies, which are being attended by thousands of supporters, is to make sure that the opposition also does not campaign.